Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to share with us as He speaks from His heart to our heart. God is mightily moving by His Spirit. And He always thinks of everything in great detail. I am always amazed at His plan. His plan is revealed from faith to faith. Every time He gives me something to do, every work, every assignment, I often wonder, what is He doing? Why? It makes sense. It's beautiful. But I don't have all the answers. But He gave me enough to go on. And as I endeavor and begin the assignment, He adds to it. Some people think it's so strange, they just don't begin. It takes your faith. You got to trust God. If you're going to build a ministry without trusting God, you might as well pack up your bags and go home. Now, we can't just pack up our bags and just go home. Something is better than nothing, but a ministry will never grow properly unless you do step-by-step obedience. God doesn't expect me to know everything. He expects me to obey Him. I can always obey God. When I don't know what to do, I can obey what I do know what to do. And I can trust Him on things that I don't know. I can trust Him where I don't know what to do. And as I act on what He said by faith, see, the just shall live by his faith. Everything progresses by faith. You've got to believe God. But man, you know, as I studied the Word of God from the age of 19 up, I noticed something. See, I didn't study much when I was on my own, before I was 19. Because it's spiritually discerned. When you try to study God's Word, if you're not spiritually strong, the enemy will give you reasons not to study the Word of God. Hindrances. But sometimes my mom would get me, that's why you have to suffer little children. They're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, but their heart is still lit. You have to suffer them and introduce them to the kingdom of God. Now, my mom, from time to time, not every day, not every night, but she would say, come here, son, look at this. And she showed me some scriptures and explained some things to me. And she'd explain things, and her words helped me live. I made some choice decisions because of that. She taught me to, to be tolerant of people. She showed me a better side of life, to not hold hatred. She explained things to me. She said, when you go to the store, don't ever steal. She said, the people that work at that store, that's their only way of making money. If you steal from them, you're stealing money from them. And I saw it from another angle. Now, I didn't want to steal anyway. But look, being boys, boys would sneak a piece of chewing gum or something. But I wouldn't do it because of what my mom taught me. Home training is important. Suffering the little children is important. People don't read the Word of God on their own. It happens, but not often. Even Christians, if they don't have a hunger for God's Word, they'll get used to just going to church and being spoon-fed. And they let themselves get so busy as adults that it takes time. It takes a strong dedication to, as good as God's Word is, it ought to be first nature to read it, but it's not. Because the enemy will give you excuses, assignments, reasons not to study the Word of God. He'll send people to hinder you. Time you pick up the Bible and study it, one of your best friends will run out of gas. See, the enemy is crafted like that. Sometimes, if you're going to study the Word, you better be serious about it. Because he's afraid of you learning God's Word. And when you start making progress, things that happen around you to distract you from the Word of God so you can't be productive in life. Now, at the new birth, we have a brand new heart, a brand new spirit. We have to fill it with good information. See, when people don't fill their heart with God's Word, they got a brand new heart, and all they got is old wine. And they're trying to put old wine in new wineskins. That's why people don't trust God. They become preachers and pastors and live their whole life and never halfway trust God's Word. Because every time God give them something to do where it requires them trusting God only, they fail. And they don't follow God, and they network with other people to do whatever they got in their mind. And they make very little progress. And then they preach. Sometimes it causes people to preach excuses instead of the unadulterated Word of God. And they preach old doctrines of devils. Not new doctrines of devils. Old doctrines of devils. When they say healing went out, the Holy Spirit went out. Those are doctrines of devils. You can trace its roots all the way back to the very same people that wanted Jesus crucified in the first place. These are God killers. They tried to kill God. They did not want God's miracles. They didn't want God. They didn't want salvation. They didn't want nothing from God. They wanted prestige and pride, and they were in the seat of Moses. They were hypocrites. And because people allow the enemy to bully them around, and they won't study the Word for themselves, and courageously preach what God give them, they yield and they do what other people are doing, which are preaching old doctrines of devils. And then new doctrines of devils. They got a false grace message now. Now it's really finna get out of hand. It's about to get out of hand. See, the people that fell away, they fell for that trap. But Daniel said the people that do know their God, they'll be strong. They won't be weak. They won't be carried away with every wind of doctrine. They won't be amazed at Satan's foolishness. They see right through it. And they'll do exploits. They'll do mighty works that can't be stopped. Even in the worst times. See, Daniel said they do this in the worst times. But people that don't know their God, they're going to be Satan's prey. You know, when a predator wants to eat, they pick out the weakest link. They want an animal that's otherwise healthy, not sickly, but a small animal that can't get away. They'll do. They just want to eat. They can't run this fast. They'll scatter the flock and get the smallest lamb or the slowest adult. Don't matter. Same thing Satan do. See, God gave us these things, these natural parables. You know, nature is full of parables. They portray what's happening spiritually. Now, you are supposed to be on the top. Man, you're supposed to, we're supposed to subdue the earth and have dominion over it, not animals. Not demons, not angels, man. So all the miracles God did from the time he created Adam, he did it through a man, all of them. Every 100% of the miracles he did it through man. Moses had to stretch his rod over the sea, and then it parted, and they walked dry land. Elisha had to hit the water with Elijah's mantle, and the water parted, and he walked on dry land. When Elijah tested the prophets of Baal, he told them to put water on the wood, and when he prayed, the fire burned up the water and the wood. God, every miracle that God did, he recognizes our authority, and he did it through a man, a willing man full of faith, not full of doubt. Doubtful men don't do God's will. Now, so when God give us something to do, we have to trust it. God's track record is perfect. We don't have a good reason not to trust God. Now, I look at it this way. When God speaks to me and it's something I want to do, I do it. I'm happy about it. I trust Him. When He says something that's strange to me, but I know it's still Him, I got His word on it. I have a direction to go in, and I make it happen. I learn that if you trust Him there, you're going to graduate. You're going to grow. You're going to do something that's never been done before. Many works of men, they fall short because most people won't do this. Not where I'm from, anyway. But those who listen to these broadcasts, if you've been listening since I started doing these broadcasts, you know that God's track record is good. And many of you have been obeying God, and you've gotten great results. And I know this because the Holy Spirit says so. See, I know things by the Holy Spirit. I obey Him, and He bring things to me. And as you experience these things, don't forget it. Trust Him the next time, and then the next time, and then the next time, till you run out of time, till the rapture come when you're gone. Do God's will till you can't, and occupy till He come. I know the rapture coming. I know it's around the corner. I know it's imminent. I know it's any moment now. I believe in being ready. I'm not in a hurry. I'm enjoying every moment God give me to do His will. I know any one of these days I'm going to be on my way to work, and I might be at work or wherever I go, and the rapture will happen. I might be wearing work clothes when it happens. I don't know what I'll be doing, but I know it's going to happen. And one day I'll leave my home for the last time, or I might go to sleep in my bed for the last time. I may lay down on earth and wake up in heaven, because the rapture's coming. But if I got a moment, I'm going to do these broadcasts. I'm going to do my job. I'm not going to deviate from my routine until Christ comes. And my family is going to be there, so I'm good. I'm not in a hurry because there's work to be done. And I thank God for every moment I can do His work. And everybody that has a mind to love God and obey Him. Because we got a future ahead of us. We're going to see great things happen. From now on, we're not in bad shape. But as God gives you things to do, progress with it. And sometimes people are not brave enough and courageous enough to do things God's way. But that's not God's fault. That's man trying to do it his way. If you don't trust God, you're not going to learn the new things. You're not going to learn what you truly can do. The preachers that always did it according to the organization or according to what their predecessors did, or they tried to find a comfort zone to stay in, they can't grow. They become sterile to life. They can't progress. Their anointing is weak. Too weak for what God wants to do. The anointing multiplies on those who walk in love and obey God. Those who walk in love and obey God. Those who walk in the love of God and obey God. See, the love of God, trust God, take Him at His word. Those who are fearful don't do that. Their choices are poor. They make poverty choices. People who try to find a nice, comfortable place to hide, that's a poverty choice. They may be bringing in a lot of money in their ministry. That means nothing. Because it doesn't take money. It takes an anointing to do the move of God. Their bills may be paid. They may be able to live a comfortable life. But prosperity can be just as much an illusion as poverty. It's not prosperity. It's God. We got to look to Him. We can't look to anything else. If a person has a good marriage and they finally got their marriage the way they want it, and their children are healthy and growing and thriving, That's good. But you still got to look to God. Not just to maintain your lifestyle. What do he want to do? He blessed you to get this far in life. Now what's next? Enjoy your life. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your wife. Enjoy your house. Enjoy your money. Whatever he blessed you with. Enjoy. But never allow anything to change you from looking at unto God and doing whatever it is he wants to do. All the blessings he's given me, I thank him for it. I enjoy my people, the people in my life. I enjoy my house. I enjoy my truck. I enjoy everything I own and all the things that I receive. But that won't deter me from looking unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of my faith. He's the reason I have all these wonderful things. I don't fear I'll lose it one day. I don't fear that I'll be in a poor situation. But I want to be right in the middle of what he's doing. I want to do all that's in his heart. That's in his heart. I don't know what to do anyway. Whatever he revealed to me, that I'll get busy doing. That will work. That I can trust. And I'm here to tell you that if you trust God and do the things that he give you, the things he bring to you, that's the thing that's going to make the difference. Now see, you love God, you care about him, you love his people, you love his word, you love his wisdom, you want to share it from the inside out. You want to be a blessing to people. And he anoints you to do something. And when that happens, you have a fire inside. It wants to obey God. That fire is burning in your heart. And you want to write that book. You want to preach that message. You want to sing that song. You want to lay hands and heal the sick. You want to cast out demons. Whatever it is that God has you doing, you want to make sure it happens. And that's a good place to live. That's a good address. That's what you want. And what's going to happen next is God's going to take you to the next step. He's going to give you something to trust, something to be faithful with, and you'll be able to do his will in your life. And people are going to live because of it. People are going to be blessed by it. But sometimes God uses people. They get to a point, God give them a word for people, and then he give them a word for somebody else. He give them a word for someone else. Some people want God to stop because they're not used to that. They're not used to the supernatural move of God. They want God to give it to somebody else. And they walk away from God's best. The cure for that is study the word of God. And a hunger for what's right will come inside you. See, the word of God is introduced in seed form. We receive his word in seed form, and it grows in us. And we have an appetite for God's word. Some foods you eat, you won't have an appetite for it till you start eating it. And you say, hey, that's not bad. When I was growing up, I didn't want Brussels sprouts and broccoli and things like that. But I ate them as an adult because some restaurants served them, and that's what you had to eat. That's what came with the meal, so you ate it, and it's not that bad. And your taste buds change. Same thing spiritually. People that were reluctant and stingy, when they start studying the word, they become dedicated, generous. They have a heart full of love. They're not jealous anymore. They become less and less jealous and more dedicated to the things of God. And then they get to know God. That's when things really start happening. They get to know what God can do in them, through them. And that's when things really start changing in their lives. But some people will never know God because they always pull back. They believe on Jesus, but they don't fill their heart with the Word of God. And when it's time for them to say something, pray, or do something, they fail. God give them a dream. Sometimes God give them a dream that their children are in danger. And they wake up and go eat a sandwich and don't even pray, don't even think about praying. And something happened to their grown children or their young children. And then I heard it too many times. And I'm always disappointed by it. Something told me to pray. Something told me not to do that. Something told me not to sign that. The Holy Spirit's trying to talk loud, but they won't listen. And guess what? In the lives of every Christian, if you live long enough, it's going to happen to all of us. We'll be in a situation the Lord's going to try to get our attention. And either we will give it to him or we won't. A lot of people don't trust God because they never begin to trust God. They barely trust him for salvation and they live there. They don't try to grow up. They don't read the word. Their schedule is full of what they want to do. You know, I've been asking the Lord about how things work. I've been wondering, what's the protocol for people that go in the rapture, people that stay here? See, some Christians, they're not going to go in the rapture. Now, I was taught that all of them were, but all of them are not. Some people have turned their shoulder from God because they turned their heart. God can't tell them to do nothing. And some of them have gotten themselves and they've entered into a pattern of the world somewhere. And the Lord is not going to take them to heaven now because they turned the shoulder. And they turned their shoulder because they turned their heart. See, the word says, "Not there is now no condemnation who walk not in the flesh, but after the Spirit." And some people are too self-willed to walk in the Spirit, and they do everything by the measure of the flesh, the rudiments of this world. And the Lord said, "Tell my people that my return is imminent, and to be ready, that they be not left." And when he said that, it's been so long since I heard a statement like that, that I sat up. It got my attention. I'm like, that was God. And then I thought about the last time I heard somebody say something like that was way back in the 80s. Now, in all honesty, Pastor Jim said, he gave an analogy about being on a plane. He said, keep your parachute on. And he'll tell people to stay current. He said, you know what I mean? Stay current. If you know you're sin, ask for forgiveness. Stay current. Be right with, live right with God. Do the things of God. Have a desire for the things of God. Stay current. Live with your parachute on. You know you're in a safe plane, but live with your parachute on. He said, I got mine on. I'm not taking it off. Now, when he said that, I thought about something. I remembered it when the Lord said, tell my people my return is imminent, and be ready that they be not left. Some people are not ready. They're in strife and unforgiveness. They get in fights with their spouse. They hold unforgiveness. They could be left. The Lord is not about whether God loves his people or not. He loves all of us. And it's his greatest desire that everybody will follow him. But some people refuse to follow God. And because they deviate, then God has to do something. Sometimes people do things, they think it's all right. To them it's all right, but it's not all right with God. One of Jesus' names, not his name, but they called him the plumb line in Isaiah, around chapter 30, 28, 29, 30. It talks about how him being a plumb line. I forgot exactly which chapter. It may have been chapter 28. And he's going to judge the quick and the dead, the living and the dead. Now, some people left their post. Paul said, one letter he wrote, he said, I greet you and Demas greet you. And then the last, I think it was 2 Timothy, he said, Demas went back to the world. And John said that some of them went out from us to prove that they were never with us. So there are Christian people who were with God's people, then they left God's people. They left and started operating according to the world. And some people, you know, they listen to the false grace doctrine, and they're teaching that people that God love them and they'll be saved no matter what they do. They're not going to be ready. They're going to be caught off guard. See, the just shall live by his faith. The reason that we're at war now, Satan can't defeat the church because we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And as long as we love God, God can move in our lives. And we have full authority over Satan and his kingdom. He can't set up a false prophet kingdom right now. He can't set up an Antichrist kingdom while the church is in place, because we who are full of the Holy Spirit, we're not going to let that happen. We have authority. We've been taught right. We can arrest whatever Satan throws at this world if we want to. But in that day, it's going to be totally different. In that day, see, the church will be gone. And the people that are left, they're the ones that wouldn't do right. God couldn't take them because they were out of order. He had to leave them here. But there'll be people in the tribulation that's still going to get saved. Now, God loves everybody. If they follow the ways of the world system, at that day, they'll die. If they stand for God and they get caught, they'll die. Because they're going to make it against the law to be a Christian. 10 nations are going to give their power to the beast. I'm talking about 10 great nations are going to give their power to the beast. And anybody they catch, anybody they make war with, they'll have the nuclear weapons and all kind of weapons and nerve gas. They're going to fall into the hands of satanic people. And they're going to do genocide. And they're going to track people with tracking devices. Surviving the world in that day when God is judging the world is going to be difficult. But there will be people who survive it. But billions of people are going to die. And if they won't live by faith now, the chances are very slim that they'll live by faith then. God, all things are possible. He can bless those who trust him, even in those days. If anybody want help, they can receive it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. As we trust people, we can help people miss out on the worst that's going to come. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.